Hey, Art History Babe Nation. Art History Babe Ginny here, coming to talk to you about our New Year's giveaway. This giveaway includes a Diebenkorn book, a Klimt puzzle, and a few other goodies. To be entered to win, you must write us a review on iTunes, take a screenshot of that review, and DM it to us on Instagram or email it to us at arthistorybabes.com. The winner will be selected on New Year's Day. Enter now for a chance to win. Thank you. Goodbye. From Cabernet to Monet, they're here to slay the Art History Babe.
Art History Babe Briefs.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Corey.
I'm Natalie, and we are the Art History Babes.
We got another quick little art history BB coming at ya.
Just a little BB on Fauvism.
What's up with the Fauvists?
Fauvism is often considered to be the first modernist movement of the 20th century. The Fauves were a loosely formed group of artists working in Paris, including André Durand, Maurice de Vlaminck, and most notably, Henri Matisse. I just tried to drop the whole end of it. Did I do too much? Henri Matisse.
You still get a little S in there, but
okay. Matisse.
When it comes to French, that's a good instinct to have. Get rid of the ends of words.
Yeah, just chop it off. Bright colors are the first thing to hit your eyeballs when looking at Fauvist paintings, and Fauvism is characterized by a strong use of these vibrant, expressive colors and an emphasis on painterly qualities. In many ways, Fauvism is an amped-up impressionism. Which it definitely is.
Yeah.
You get that vibe a lot when you're looking at their works. While the Impressionists introduced this emphasis of painterly strokes, they retained the representational. Fauvists were less concerned with maintaining the realistic or representational and more concerned with expressing emotion, which color is great for.
Right? It's all about those colors, man.
Seriously.
In French, the word fauve means wild cat or wild beast.
Love that.
The term fauvism was the result of an offhanded comment by an art critic by the name of Louis Vassel. Vassel was shocked and appalled by the garishness of the art displayed at the Salon des Atomes in Paris in 1905. The work of Durand and Matisse was situated around a Renaissance sculpture. The artists overheard the critic remark that a Donatello was surrounded by wild beasts. They owned the term and from that moment on referred to themselves as the Fauves.
That's great.
I know, I love it.
Way to take back the power.
Right?
The work of the Fauvists was inspired largely by Van Gogh and Gauguin.
Yuck. I mean, not well. Van Gogh. We love Van Gogh. We love you, Van Gogh.
Yeah, but Gauguin, you're problematic.
Gauguin is literally the worst, but visually, I think it's pretty...
Yeah, it is obvious.
It's really obvious. Yeah. I mean, Van Gogh, part of what I think draws most people to him is just the super expressive color, the painterly strokes. His work is fundamentally Fauvist in nature, I feel like.
Yeah.
And then Gauguin did kind of a similar thing. Lots of bright color, but who cares? Forget about him. History should erase him. He should go away forever.
You heard it here. Fauvist artists were intrigued by pointillism and, as previously mentioned, impressionism. So these two styles definitely had a strong impact on their aesthetic. Color and texture of paint was central to the work, and they often applied paint directly from their paint tubes. Much like Impressionism, the subject matter often consisted of bourgeoisie leisure and pleasant landscapes.
So just a couple of Fauvist works that we can talk about. Matisse, our boy Matisse, woman with a hat, also known as Femme au Chapeau, was painted in 1905. It is a portrait of the artist's wife. It was created with large patches of contrasting and pure color. The painting mixes figure with abstraction, prioritizing color above all, which is very obvious when you look at it.
Yes.
She wears a large, elaborate hat and seems to be holding a fan across her chest. This work was actually purchased by Gertrude Stein. And interestingly, Leo Stein, her brother, who was often involved in the art collecting, like they were kind of an infamous team, hated it. He hated the painting before he even knew that she purchased it. He did not like it at all. Another critic remarked that a pot of paint had been flung in the face of the public.
So dramatic.
It's so dramatic. Oh. And it's so funny to me because, oh, I think this work is so beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
It is so dynamic and the colors are so cool. And even just the way the colors blend to represent like the shadows in her face. The fact that her face is made up of mostly green paint, but it doesn't look wrong. It works.
Corey saying that was the first time I realized her face is made up of mostly green. For those of you listening.
It's
truly. I just hadn't really thought it through.
Yeah. It's a beautiful painting. It resides at the SF MoMA. And this is one of those that the last time I was there, I saw it because it's on the main floor. And I saw it out of the corner of my eye. And it was one of those I just went directly to. I was like, yes.
It'll
like,
do that.
The colors are so vibrant. And you can spend a lot of time with this work. This is one of those works. I mean, obviously seeing it in person is a million times better than any picture. But it is one of those works just because it is so vibrant and so colorful that pictures on the internet to an extent can kind of do it justice, because the issue, as we know with paintings on the internet, a lot of times the colors have been altered and stuff. But honestly, a lot of the images I see of this one, it looks like the real painting. Like it's this bright and this vivid.
That's
in person.
Good to know.
Yeah, it's a beautiful painting.
Yeah, it is. Shame on you, critic.
Shame on you. And yeah, oh, flair for the dramatic. Like, seriously. Oh my God. Pot of paint has been flung in the face
you
of
know,
the public.
Art critics are known for their drama.
Yeah, very true.
They're a dramatic bunch. But we love them. So our next painting is by André Durain. And it's from the Paintings of London series, which were made up of four paintings, all depicting the same view of the Thames River in London. So in 1906, he painted this particular one called The Pool of London. It depicts a large ship coming in from the bottom right corner of the painting towards the center. And it's doing a lot of interesting things with perspective, definitely color, because that's what the Fauvists were about.
Mm-hmm.
Surrounding this larger ship are smaller boats, and there's a bridge slightly visible in the background. It has that kind of impressionist style of painting industrial landscapes with the foggy London scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Definitely.
And speaking of, this was actually encouraged by his art dealer to update the Claude Monet paintings of the Thames River. So if you've seen those, you're familiar with this scene, and he's just putting a new spin on it with a lot of color in this Fauvist style. And the strong use of color and these loose kind of, not loose brushstrokes to the extent of impressionists, but in the Fauvist style really embody this aesthetic.
Yeah, also these kind of scenes were popular subject matter, and Durain was encouraged to create them in the Fauvist style merely for an opportunity to almost like a makeover for London.
Yeah.
To kind of, you know, London has that reputation of being kind of foggy and sad.
There's nothing foggy and sad about this painting, though.
Yeah.
You're totally right.
And it definitely had that reputation at the time, especially with Claude Monet's paintings, which were beautiful, but once again, they have a more of a melancholic feel to them.
Yeah, and it was the Industrial Revolution is what made this theme so popular.
Exactly.
So there are, I mean, they're trying to get that effect to a degree because of the smokestacks, and that was part of the scene. But yeah, the way that Durand paints it,
it's happier.
Much.
It's brighter and it's happier and it's like, look at London. What a lovely place.
Cheerio.
Fauvism only lasted a few years in terms of the group of the Fauves. There are many artists that worked with these characteristics that developed from Fauvism. There are many modern artists that can be described as Fauvist in technique, but the actual Fauvist artists only lasted until 1908, and then they were moving on to other things. Fauvism was considered emotional and turbulent. and was phased out by the more controlled and logical cubism. Nonetheless, Fauvism made an important contribution to both art history and the study of color theory. If you're into color theory, the Fauves are a place you want to spend some time because, as we mentioned before, just like Matisse, in general, the way Matisse uses color is so important to the study of color. I think Woman with a Hat is a great example of crazy use of color, but somehow it works in ways that I don't quite understand, but he figured it out somehow.
He cracked the code.
He really did.
He cracked the color code.
He really did in a lot of ways. So definitely if you're into color theory, Fauvism is something you want to look more into. It's also something that we'll definitely do a full-length episode on and talk more about specific artists and artists that were influenced by Fauvism, like my boy Chagall. Also, just a quick thing, a fun thing. Recently, there was a digital tribute to André Durand that was created. Read about it on Hyperallergic, I think. And it's called Fauvista, a virtual exploration of Durand's 1905 Bateau à Couleur. I don't know if that was right.
Sounded good.
And it's a video game, I guess, technically. It's not really a game, but it is available as a pay what you wish download. We'll put up the link so you can go check it out if you want. But there's also a YouTube video of kind of working through the game. And it is very pleasant. It's basically the experience of walking into this painting by André Durand. And you get to walk around and it creates this whole atmosphere. There's seagulls and rolling waves and everything is really bright.
It's really cute. I gotta say, it definitely reminded me of the Bosch animation that we looked at of Garden of Earthly Delights. Also reminded me of Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, it's playful, kind of trippy. It's kind of trippy.
But in a good way.
Yeah, but it's, for me personally anyways, it puts my heart in a good place. Which I think speaks to what Fauvism was trying to accomplish. They wanted to express emotion, and a lot of times they just wanted to express bright emotion, you know? Yeah. And it is a very intense cheeriness, I think, that comes with this painting and this digital tribute.
But it is nice. It's lovely, and you should at least check it out.
Yeah.
Someone put a lot of time into it, and it looks good.
Fauvism,
it's a movement.
It's a it's a movement.
Feeling very literal today.
It's a movement.
It's a movement. It's our unofficial title of this episode.
Yeah. Shout out to 21 Savage. If you have any thoughts on Fauvism or any of the things we talk about, color, if you just want to chat.
If you just have thoughts.
Yeah, we thoughts, like thoughts in general. If you just want to say hello.
We like people who have thoughts. We like discussing our thoughts with other people with thoughts.
Yeah, for real. You can hit us up at arthistorybabes@gmail.com. You could tweet us at arthistorybabes. Find us on Instagram at arthistorybabespodcast. If you want to help us out and be a pal, you can write us a review on iTunes. Or you can head over to our Patreon, patreon.com/arthistorybabes. You'll have access to special bonus episodes, which is pretty dope. Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
From Cabernet to Mo-Lay, they're here to slay the art history, babe.